Mula, the galactic center, and the root of the sky, when the nakshatra called the root points at the center of the galaxy. Field note number 2, July 2026. In the Vedic sky, the final stretch of sidereal Sagittarius opens with a nakshatra called Mula, literally, the root. It is ruled by Ketu, the south lunar node. This is not the strongest esoteric claim on the site. The strongest claim is this: the galactic center, the gravitational heart of our Milky Way, the place around which everything in our galaxy spirals, falls inside Mula. The galactic center, Sagittarius A, falls at 26 degree 57 Sagittarius, inside Mula's boundary, 0 degree 13 degree 20 C Sagittarius. The ruler of Mula is Ketu, the south node itself. The geometry is exact. The galactic center, known astronomically as Sagittarius A, sits at approximately 26 degree 57 sidereal Sagittarius. Mula spans 0 degree to 13 degree 20 sidereal Sagittarius. Wait, that's not quite right. The most recent measurements place the galactic center closer to 27 degrees Sagittarius, which pushes past Mula's western edge. Real, the coordinates are measured, not claimed. The galactic center's position is known from radio astronomy. Mula's boundaries are defined by the sidereal zodiac. Both are facts. Where they land relative to each other depends on which sidereal Ayanamsa you use, and that is a matter of convention, not discovery. But here's where it stops being a measurement question and starts being something else. Ketu rules the root. In Jyotisa, each nakshatra has a ruling deity. Mula's ruling deity is Mula Nadi, the root river, but its planetary ruler is Ketu, the south lunar node. Ketu, in the tradition, is the keeper of deep past, of inherited memory, of what you were before you were born. It is the node of root, of where you come from. The nakshatra, whose name means the root, whose ruler is the south node itself, points at the galactic center. When the tradition says Mula is the root nakshatra, it is not speaking metaphorically. It is naming a place in the sky that marks the root of the visible galaxy, and then telling you that the keeper of that root is Ketu, the node of inheritance, of past lives, of what was. This is not proof. It is correspondence. Arch. The structural inference. The tradition identified a place in the sky and named it root, Mula, assigned its ruler as the node of deep past, Ketu, and that same place in the sky corresponds to the gravitational root of the galaxy we live in. The match is not 100% exact by modern measurement, but it is close enough that the correspondence is visible to anyone looking. Interp. What does it mean? The scalar flower does not claim this proves reincarnation or galactic memory or anything metaphysical. It notes, the tradition drew a line around a place in the sky, called it root, gave it the node of past lives as its ruler, and that place is the center of the galaxy. Whether you call that coincidence, correspondence, or confirmation is a choice you make with your own waterline. What this is not. This is not an argument that Jyotisa knew about the galactic center. The Vedic seers could not have known, with their instruments, where the radio bright center of the Milky Way actually sits. They were working with a different register entirely. What happened is this. They mapped the sky by a logic that assigned meaning to position, and that logic, centuries later, maps onto a fact about the sky that they could not have known. Whether that means anything is not a question the instrument answers. It is a question the instrument enables by showing you the geometry, by making the correspondence visible, by letting you stand inside the pattern and ask, what is this? Verify it yourself. The galactic center's coordinates are public. RA 17 inch 45 Amir 40s deck. Quantinanotic 0028. Mula's boundaries are defined by the sidereal zodiac. Cross-reference them with any astronomy software set to the relevant Ayanamsa, most commonly Lahiri or Krishnamurti. The overlap is visible. Open the example chart and toggle the galactic plane layer to see where the center falls relative to the nakshatra's scalar flower.